Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Isha and I am back with another exciting topic for today. In today's episode, I am going to talk about why it is important to think differently and how you can manage to do it. It's time for you to think outside the box, because if you look at all those people who are like your heroes or role model, they are probably a lot different than an average person. Whether you look at Steve Jobs or Elon Musk or whoever it could be, they think differently than an average person. They all think so differently to be where they are right now. And I think what happens is we are raised and as children, we are completely out of the box. In order to make sure that the kids fit in the society, we get domesticated. Our parents try to do their best, but they put us inside the box. The society put us inside the box, and we aren't even trained to get out of the box. We are not trained to do things differently. But the people who you probably respect the most are not normal. They are different. They think out of the box, and that's what we appreciate about them. The amazing thing about this is they don't think out of the box just to impress us or something. They are doing this for themselves. All the changes that they are bringing in their life is just for them. It will benefit them. And we all are just sitting at the back and looking at them applying all those things. We are just stuck inside that box and not even trying to get out of our comfort zone. To be where you need to be, you have to work hard for it. Without bringing changes in your life, you can't do anything in life. If you are following the exact same pattern again and again and you are still stuck at that one point, then you need to change that pattern. And that change will be good for you and only you. You will see that changes once you start moving forward towards your dream. Okay, so those people who are your role model or your idol, they work hard 24/7 just to be where they are in the exact same moment. For example, like I love to travel. I want to explore each and every place and do all the adventurous things. But do you think it is possible without money? I think I need to earn money so that I can fulfill my dreams. And we all know how hard it is to earn money in this century. We all need to work hard for our dreams. And if we are stuck in that one box, we can never live out the world we want and we have dreamed of. Taking a step out of your box will require some of your time. In fact, rather than doing all the hard work, you need to do some smart work. You need to think of the ways that you can do to make your work faster and in a simpler way. Although you can't get everything in an easy way, but all you can do is never give up on anything even after failing. You need to keep on working on the things that are holding you back. You need to think clearly how you can do your work in a lot more faster way. But if you are sitting in a room and then you are working on yourself, you can never know what's going out in the world. For this, you need to get out of that room and look at all the other people and how they manage to do their work. You will learn all the new ways and techniques to develop and foster yourself. And you don't have to feel low if you don't know anything. We all learn something from someone. By looking at those techniques, you can see what all changes you need to bring and even implement them in your life. And someday, you might get some idea which would completely change your life. Like in 1990s, there was a business point and the owner wanted to do something unique to attract more customers. He had every machine to make his work faster, but there was no new response. So he decided to go out and look at other businesses. And then he came across the idea of drive-through, and that was the game changer for him. His business went to different heights. He started opening more outlets in every part of the country. So this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. If you want to do something new, you need to step out of that box. You need to see what's out there in the world. You even have to try different tricks and techniques to see what's best for you and your business. Sometimes you might even came through things that have no use to you. Like you might read something which is not related to your business, but someday it might be beneficial for you. No matter what you read, it's going to be helpful for you. At any point, maybe you won't even know it will benefit you. All you need to think is differently. All you need to do is get out of the box and change the way you think. You know, we all are aware how fast the world is changing. How do we keep up to that? Like, artificial intelligence is coming through, like the ChatGPT. It's amazing how fast we are evolving around all these things. Some people might even not know about these things and are afraid of all these things. But with the invention of growing of AI, if you are not trying to learn what's going on, or if you are not trying to get better, or if you are not trying to get out of that box, there is a chance that you could be left behind in the next 3 to 5 years. So what you can do is to start thinking out of the box and to start learning the new technology, or start seeing if you could use this technology to create something new and different. So here's the rule to get this done very simply. The most important thing you need to do is learn something new every day. You have to spend just 1 hour to learn something new. So by the end of the week, you would have learned 7 new things. You know, it could be the 7-hour rules. Even if you think that they are not related to your business or something, you still need to read about that. You learn something completely different and outside of your industry, outside of something you normally read about. Try to explore different websites. You can search about sports or instruments like guitars or drums or whatever you find interesting. Next day, you can search about travel places and all the adventurous activities like scuba diving or skydiving going on. You can read about anything you want to. When you start going to different places, you start learning about different things. But you might be thinking, what's the use of it? Sometimes we keep up working on our things and we keep reading about the exact thing. So in that process, we are just stuck to that one thing. This will leave no room for our creativity. Until and unless you step out of the box, you won't be knowing what's going around you and how you can shape yourself according to it. And when you learn something new and read something new or watch something new, it inspires you to be more creative. And that creativity will completely take you to a different path. And if you are constantly aware of what all things are going on around you and you keep on learning from it, you will actually get a lot better. Trying to be a lot better version of yourself by keeping on working those things will actually help you to take a look at the other perspectives of the business. You need to pay attention to your surroundings. If you want to get successful, you need to keep learning. You have to learn different things which are going on in the world. Even if you think you know a lot of things, you still need to learn. Even if you are a billionaire and you think that you have enough money to fulfill your dreams and you have achieved all your goals, you need to stay updated about what all things are going around, like the advancement in AI. You still need that pen and paper to make all those notes and learn as many new things as you could. It might take a lot of time to make notes of every new thing you learn, but somewhere it will help you to grow. You will be learning certain things that no one can ever teach you. And of course, I'm not saying to spend half of your day in searching about things. You can just spend that 1 hour that you would probably be wasting on Instagram or Facebook or any other social media. There are 24 hours in a day, and I think we all can manage to take out 1 hour for our learning. It's not a big deal to ask for. Just think about it for a second. Can't you take out just 1 hour from your day? It's not that difficult. Think about the best time that suits you in your day, and without any disturbance, just read about different things. You need to replace your social media with learning. You can learn anything that excites you the most. You can learn something that would bring out the best in you in the future. You need to see where you are and where you want to go in life, and from that point you can start your learning, and then you can delve into more different topics. So here we come to an end for this episode. I hope you liked this episode, and make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss on an episode. Till then, remember, you need to step out of that box and think differently to be where you want to be. Take care. Bye-bye.